I've been around bike racing and bicycles my whole life. I actually grew up in Little Rock and coming up here and spending time actually with Joe Martin. And so I've been around bicycling my whole life as a part of my family.
Joe Martin being that multi-day race that happens every May.
And the person that it was named after was a good friend of my father's.
Okay. So for Bicycle Fayetteville Days, it begins on the 16th.
April 16th. Mm-hmm. And it's going to run for that week. The 16th is our main day of activities. And then we'll have some other group rides and activities throughout the rest of, which is Earth Week. We're leading up to Earth Day there.
One of the things that happened, there's a mayor's proclamation on Saturday on the 16th. And after that is an urban ride.
Right.
Yes.
I find this interesting because many people love to ride their bikes on the trail, this wonderful trail system that's in Fayetteville now, maybe around some of the streets that don't have a lot of traffic, because not everyone's confident in traffic. This urban ride will hit both of those, but also will take place on College.
Yes.
A busy, busy street.
Well, we really wanted to embrace the idea and endorse the idea of the fact that bicycles are a viable transportation and it is a part of our city street system. And in fact, because there are concerns with safety and using a main thoroughfare, we want to be seen, but we also want to be safe. So we're going to do a little coaching on rules of the road, and we've engaged the bicycle police and have been working with them and talking with them about the safety aspect. So it's kind of a dual role there to have people see bikes, but also get cyclists thinking about safety and how to be a part of the traffic flow.
I guess part of the proof that bicycles are becoming more popular in Fayetteville is the fact that you have plenty of sponsors for this, and a lot of them seem like no-brainers.
We were very pleased with the sponsors that came out to help us. Number of the bike shops, Adventure Subaru, Creative Awards is donating T-shirts to us. It's been great.
It's not really a festival till you can win something. Can I win anything?
Yes.
There is an art bike contest, and we're hoping a lot of people will dress up their bikes and come out and win some prizes.
And we also have a raffle for a new Belgian cruiser bike, their new 2011 cruiser bike, which is a super fun deal. And the raffle tickets are only $2, but you have a chance to win this amazing bike.
You mentioned it. You opened this up to bicyclists of all kinds, those who do it for pleasure, for transportation, and not everyone prefers to bike on pavement. Anything for those people who like to dirt bike or mountain bike, I guess. Yes.
Yeah, that's really I'm a mountain biker.
Okay.
But we're working with Ozark Off-Road Cyclist, and they've agreed to actually lead a ride around the dirt trail at Lake of Fayetteville on Saturday, April 23rd. And so we definitely reached out to that community, too, because there's people like me who prefer not to fight with cars. We like to get out in the woods.
And fight with rocks and
tree
roots.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you do fight with
those,
too.
Yes.
But there's people, I mean, I literally ride a $10 bike to work every day. So this is for all kinds of bicyclists. And don't feel like you need to be out there in your spandex, you know, or on your rock hopper. You know, this is, if you've got a bike, we don't care what it's like. In fact, the Fayetteville Police Department is going to have a booth where they will inspect your bike for you. So if you have a bike that you haven't taken out yet and you're just not sure if the brakes work, or bring it on down and they'll look at it for you.
There's also part of Bicycle Fayetteville Days, a women's bicycle workshop.
Yes, actually, this is at the Bike City Recyclery, which is just off the trail there, off of Center Street. And they do this regularly, but they also agreed to put one of their clinics as a part, or add that to our festival schedule, because that's also the kind of thing we want to encourage, is people to be comfortable with their bikes. And if, you know, you should know how to fix a flat if you're stuck out there. And this is a really nice opportunity to partner with someone who's already doing something in town to promote bicycling, and then they just were allowed to join in, and we're really thrilled to join in with our festival.
Obviously, part of this is to get more people interested in bicycling.
Yes.
We hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on out.
Everything except the raffle ticket, I believe, is free. Is that right? I mean, show up, ride your bike?
Actually, we have a gear swap
that's
going
right.
on, and to attend the gear swap, it is free. But if you would like to have any sort of components, parts, whole bicycles for sale at the Gear Swap on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be in the East Center Plaza lobby. You need to have bring $5 with you. We're going to do a $5 fee, and really that's just to pay for the tables
right.
and chairs. So,
people want to know more, there is a there's a website.
Yes. It's www.bikefaydays.org. And so it's a takeoff on the Bicycle Fayetteville Days. We just shortened it. So bikefaydays.org. We're also on Facebook.
All right. And I want to make sure we mention the Rugrat Ride. This is for at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, the 16th, kids 7 and under. We're going to close off the square, all four corners. There'll be no traffic. And the kids are just going to have at it. They can just, you know, ride around and around.
What else should we know?
Well, even if you don't have a bicycle, but you just want to show up and see the sights and be a part of the crowd, please do on that Saturday. There will be all sorts of activities going on the town square, some of them having to do with our festival, with the farmers market, and then with the Earth Day celebration. So it's for everybody. Even if you don't bring your bicycle, come and see the show.
Is there a theme song for the event?
Well, I don't know. We haven't come up with one yet. Okay. But if someone wants to write one.
Well, there you go. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
You bet.